insurance agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knights Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
WLEW Sports. It's playoff season. I'm Clark Ramsey. Dave Hansen to my right. We're going to be taking you through the game of the week, Ubley at Reese. We're halfway through breaking down the Ubley Bearcat football team. This Ubley team has really kicked their season into high gear after going 0-2 in August. Since they rattled off four straight victories, lost to Harbor Beach in a close one, and then closed out the season with two more wins to finish at 6-3. It's now time to go by the numbers, though. In the first two games, Ubley averaged 12 points on offense. Since then, the Bearcats average over 38, 26 more by average. On the other side of the ball, even factoring in the first 2 weeks of the season, Ubley has been fairly consistent on defense, giving up an average of 20 points per contest. So overall in the season, for a differential, it's Ubley by 12 points.
This team is very young and has grown a lot throughout the season, Clark. The defense is going to have its hands full slowing down this Rocket offense, which most teams have. The key to them is to keep them honest on defense, make good tackles, and force a couple turnovers. Give that offense with Nick Sweeney and Kabotsky and company a couple extra possessions and give them a chance to score, win the field position battles, and force turnovers. That's going to be the only way to stop Reese. They're going to get their points. It's just a matter of taking it away from them a few times to give your chance a team to keep up.
Now, what about Ubley using those long drives we've seen them do all season long with the wing tee? Get 8 yards of play, continue to march down the whole field, and take about 7 to 8 minutes off the clock. Is that a good defense to keep Reese off the field?
The absolute best defense. It's crucial tonight for them to make first downs. They'll be happy, Clark, to get 3-4 yards of play out of that wing tee. Keep Reese guessing which hole the run's going to come from, but burn the clock. Score a touchdown and give their defense a chance to rest and stay at full health. The best way to keep a good offense from scoring points is keep them on the sideline. Absolutely. Keep them on the sideline. So hopefully, we know Coach Kaufman's got that planned already, but he's got to get first down, so blocking tonight is going to be big.
The 6-3 Ubley Bearcats taking on the 9-0 Reese Rockets in Reese in week number one of the MHSAA playoffs. Up next, we're going to break down the Reese Rockets, the number two team in Division 7 in the postseason. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Bill, I'm looking for a car that'll get me around 30 miles per gallon. What do you have?
We've got something better than 30. It's 47 combined city and highway in the all-new Ford C-Max.
How does that work?
Well, it's a hybrid, battery and gas.
You have to plug this thing in?
No plugging it in. Runs on gas and it runs on the new high-efficiency fast charging battery.
So you never have to plug it in. 47 combined.
That's correct. Only at Moore Motor Sales M81, just west of Carroll.
See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, Moore Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out the yin yang. Oh wait, are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
Tuned to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week in the first week of the high school playoffs. In front of us, the gridiron field of 100 yards, and beyond that, a beautiful sunset to the west. We are in Reese, Ubbly Bearcats on the road in Division 7 pre-districts. The winner of this one goes on to play the winner of Brown City and Saginaw Nouvelle, a team neither of those teams, neither player really wants to play, especially Saginaw Nouvelle.
Yeah, they're a very tough team, and obviously a very good program. They have a huge class, a huge team. They're gonna have 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, 11 guys in special teams. You know, so they have that luxury of being so deep, and that's what makes them very tough to beat year in and year out.
We have broken down the Reese Rock or the Ubbly Bearcats. Now let's take at the home team, the Reese Rockets. A perfect 9-0 for the 2012 campaign, and 16-1 in the past two regular seasons. Bob Saylor is the man in charge for this Reese program. He's in his eighth season, has accrued a record of 57-22 as head coach, winning 72% of games while at the helm. Reese is the Greater Thumb Conference West Division champions at 6-0. They locked in their playoff spot nearly a month ago at Cass City 48-0. Since then, they took down Lakers, USA in a shootout, and Whitmore Prescott last week.
The USA game, Clark, was an interesting game at that. Not necessarily a wake-up call or I guess a chink in the armor, but Reese was 2-6 at one point in that game, 42-6. USA came flying back, was within one score at the end of that game before Reese scored a garbage time score to make it 13 points, excuse me. But they like to play with the lead, and they're very comfortable with it. But they must avoid putting on cruise control and giving up momentum and giving it to the other team. Because if they do that, you know, that's all Ubbly needs in this game is a little momentum and a couple bounces to go their way, and they could easily steal this game.
Well, the key to the Reese Rocket offense is Elbers, Bentley, and Frost. It sounds like a 1970s folk group, I know. But they are the three main backs for this Reese Rocket team and can break out for some big runs and some big plays.
Well, Clark, using the USA game as a reference, Tony Bentley ran for 78 yards and a score. Matt Frost ran for 173 yards and a score. And Trevor Elbers ended up with 123 yards and three scores. These guys are dangerous. This three-headed monster is troublesome for any defense, and they can score and break a big play at will.
Reese offense likes to break into a few different options as far as offense goes. The classic wing T, some wishbone, some spread. We'll see it all tonight from this Reese Rocket team. One thing I would like to add in this game is Frost and Elbers averaged nearly 10 yards per carry in that USA game, and their quarterback, Cody Peacock, is an excellent passer as well as a thrower.
Not to just use USA as the only good game, but they had nine good games, but Cody Peacock against USA was 5-for-6, 109 yards, and two scores. Peacock ran the ball five times for another 47 yards and a score. This guy, he poses a threat offensively in every capacity, and he's an excellent leader to this program. So he's had a very nice season, and he's excited as anybody for this playoffs.
And not to mention, he is also the kicker for this Reese Rocket team. He does it all. So by the numbers, Reese averages over 40 points in offense and gives up 12.5, so roughly 27 points in favor of the home Reese Rockets.
This Reese Rocket team, folks, it's very similar to the way Harbor Beach runs their offense. I use them as a reference because they kind of run a wing tee, a spread offense, the I formation, the split backfields. That's what Reese does, too. They have a similar athletes in their program where they can run a lot of different styles of offense, whether it's passing, running, and doing all from different formations. So Ubbly has played, obviously, Harbor Beach, and so they can use that as a reference game for Reese tonight. So Look for them to really be prepared for this offense.